wall here.
Didn't know you were there.
There they go again.
So, Mayor, if I may, we'll Paul's and his team are getting set up. I wanted to talk a little bit about the dashboards, and particularly now that Katie's here. I didn't want to hit this before you got here, but we've had some great conversation, which was really the goal of having these dashboards, and a lot of good questions. And Katie emailed around some questions last week as well. And I wanted to sort of just loop back around in terms of what the intent of these, you know, these documents are, because they really are intended to capture the outcomes of the Bureau's core programs and services. And I know that you know, Katie sort of asked a question about what about the workload measures that provide context, which is a really good question. And I think you raised the fact that that Fire Bureau calls for service are listed on their dashboard, and yet the 911 Center, BOACS, calls are not. And I wanted to say, you know, and we had an email exchange about this, but I sort of wanted to put it on the table here. You know, we actually, in a lot of cases, encourage bureaus not to include that workload measure on the dashboard, which is not to say that we encourage them not to track it, because it does provide important context. But we really wanted to, we wanted to make sure we weren't shifting focus away from the key question out of these dashboards, which is anyone better off, right? And whether your calls for service, say, in fire go up or not, that clearly has an impact on response times, right? And you would expect out of a performance conversation that if response times were getting higher, then the Fire Bureau is part of that conversation. If someone said, why have your response times gone up by 30 seconds? They would then say, well, you know, look at our calls for service. You know, they've gone up by 20%, so we're actually, you know, holding steady. Whereas, you know, but really it's not the number of calls that's important. It is that ultimate response time. And so, you know, what you've pointed out, which I think is really useful, is that there is some inconsistency this first time around in terms of some of the bureaus having that on and some of the bureaus having it off. And so I think that's one of the things we need to look at as this system sort of evolves and matures, is you know, what belongs on here and what doesn't. But I do want to stress, because, you know, you've had a lot of great questions about equity measures and other things, and this is not intended to be the only place that we track or talk about performance. It's supposed to provide that really simple, at a glance sort of indication of direction that the Bureau is heading. And then as a result of what you see here, raising questions that the Budget Committee or the Mayor or a Commissioner in charge or even a Bureau Director may then ask the follow-up and say, okay, well, why is this measure trending in this direction? And then we can go to all the other measures that are being tracked beneath this, these sort of five, six, you know, or seven. So does that make some sense?
Oh, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And I think I agree with you. I mean, when I was first looking at it, I was thinking, I wasn't so sure. But what you're saying, that they have other measures. And so I've kind of taken the position of advocating for things that all the city commissioners at the same time, or councilors would be looking at the same time. So that, because that as you go deeper, I'm not sure how much information they share across bureaus. So this, I think this is kind of important, because it will be something that they all share together at the same time. So I've been advocating for measures that I think would be important for them to see.
Yeah, one slightly delayed notion on my part that I wish I was still here. Susan was still here for me to argue with her a little bit, and that, you know, looking at this one measurement that she was the least happy about, the percentage of new housing units in the Fort County region built within the city of Portland, or looking at the goals on the back of the strategy, the one about satisfaction, and thinking about your point about displacement, there's a KPM for the Planning Bureau that is rate of change and discord. You know, that when is the Planning Bureau services needed? You know, not when no one's building anything, uh-huh. Right? Or when no one's moving around the city, or uh-huh. when the economy is quiescent. Right? Planning Bureau's services are, look at the decision package that are in front of us. Historic houses are being torn down. A lot of new apartments are being built. There's gentrification. There's heightened demand for planning services based on change. So maybe this isn't the perfect measurement of change, and maybe displacement isn't either, but in there somewhere is either a measurement or a set of measurements that says here's the blinking yellow light about more planning services needed because stuff's happening. Mm-hmm. And somehow through these KPMs, we might slightly better get at that.
Yeah, blinking yellow light, good idea.
Yeah. Yes, Carl.
Andrew, a question on a number of the bureaus under source resources. They have miscellaneous sources. They're not in all. What's tucked into that miscellaneous sources? What sorts of things?
Grants. Well, it depends on where the grants are coming from. They may be intergovernmental revenue. It's going to be a variety of different things. I'm going to turn to my
interest. Is in there. You've got miscellaneous sales. If they've got any sort of parks would have some sort of miscellaneous sales at community centers. Is this for planning? I'm not sure quite.
I think he's asking in general. So
are there, I mean, is it a real number? For instance, looking at development services here, $1.8 million. I mean, is that really going to show up? I mean, is it, it's real money?
Oh, all right. Well, let's get to that.
Okay.
Okay. Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners, and BSC members. Good to see you all. Thanks for the opportunity to go over our Bureau of Development Services requested budget. To take it from the general fund program's requests, we have four requests. I will go over them in brief. The requests are intended to meet the Bureau's goals of neighborhood livability, which are shared with the mayor, and support community education and engagement. Our requests would connect with increased workloads, demands for services, and address gaps in service levels. And we also, of course, connect with equity and opportunity. If I can, real quick, we have three other budget requests. Those are being forwarded into spring bump, so I'm focusing on the general fund position. Those other positions are supported by fees, and we've gotten recommendations for approval from the budget office to transfer those. So decision package number four, which is extreme distress property enforcement program, there are currently two positions in this, this program to address what's viewed as really rental properties that are in poor conditions, foreclosure type housing. And we have two senior housing inspectors. We have commitment for one housing inspector. The ask is to have continuation of one-time money extended into the 2015-16 budget request. So one position being asked for there. Along with the position, we're asking for $50,000 in abatement funds to address problems associated with those type of properties, cleaning them up, boarding them up, so forth. Request number five is called Enhanced Rental Inspection Program. We're asking for three housing inspectors to enable the program to expand to north, northeast, and inner southeast. We currently have, I believe, two housing inspectors working on properties in inner southeast. This is a very successful program that's able to address a number of issues, and we want to expand that program to other parts of the city. This addresses issues around sort of low-income residents, people of color, folks that are in more of a distressed situation. Decision package number six is nuisance abatement fund. In order to address the housing violation cases, we do need money to address things such as tall grass and weeds, fire hazard situation, rodent harborage, and by doing this, we're able to contribute towards complete neighborhoods and enhancing livability in the city. So those are the neighborhood inspection program requests. Another program that General Fund supports in the Bureau of Development Service is a land use services program. We're asking for two positions, two associate planner positions to be supported by General Fund, of course, one time. This would allow those positions to focus on community education and engagement, assist customers in the permit center who are less familiar with land use processes, public education outreach and community events at schools and jobs and so forth, and really contributes towards, again, equity and opportunity, serves low-income residents, people of color, and so forth. Those are the requests. Of course, our recommendation and position over the years is that general fund is the appropriate funding source for the general fund programs and the inspection, neighborhood inspections program, and land use, because they provide a general public benefit. I can go into more details, but that's, in summation, our ask. I believe I heard the figure, and so it does equate to about $735,000 those in general fund requests. The general fund portion of our overall program at BDS is about $2.1 million.
And Elsha, could you just address Mr. Franklin's question about what does miscellaneous sources composed?
So miscellaneous sources under $2.4 million are mostly fines and penalties. And these are the penalties that actually partially fund neighborhood inspections program.
So of the four positions of the four different packages that you talked about here, the recommendation from CBO was that ongoing money be used for all except for the land use. I'm assuming that the Bureau has no objection to that.
Excuse me. I believe the recommendations from the budget office is support the program, but not the funding of general fund, I think, for all of them.
Let me clarify things a little bit. Regarding one time an ongoing Bureau requested ongoing funding, but I believe that these programs, the first three impacting the neighborhood inspection, should be funded ongoing. So I'm recommending
they're
ongoing.
One time. You said
yeah.
Ongoing. Yeah, they came in as one time.
Yeah, they came in
that's
one time.
That's what I was saying, that they had come in as one time, but you guys were recommending ongoing.
We were recommending ongoing
for
those.
And I was just asking, you would think that was okay, I would assume.
That would be great, but we got recommended as ongoing, but not the funding to support the ongoing.
Okay.
So, is
it this
yep. Budget office supported the programs and supported the ongoing funding. However, they didn't support adding ongoing general fund.
Is that correct?
So that was not a recommendation of the budget office.
So instead,
yes. Regarding the neighborhood inspection program, those two packages, I just recommend different funding strategy to pay for them instead of additional general fund resources. If you look at the information we have here, the land use program is doing very well. Actually, both programs are doing very well financially. In 15-16, land use is projected to end up the fiscal year with $3.6 million in excess of reserve. So what I'm proposing is basically a general fund realignment, moving $575,000 general fund from land use to neighborhood inspection. That's the cost of the three packages in the neighborhood inspection. One time to assist the neighborhood inspection, the transfer would allow the neighborhood inspection program to be pretty much cost neutral, so no impact on reserve balance. The transfer in the land use will cause the excess reserve to be depleted faster than projected. So as a result, by the end of the fifth year in the financial plan, the shortfall in my proposal will be higher than what projected in the financial plan. But these additional services to the public, they have to be paid for somehow. 5 years out is quite a while, and if the robust economy continues, then the impact will be much smaller than what we computed today. One more thing about the realignment is that I'm proposing this pretty much as a funding bridge to assist the Bureau to set up the rental inspection fee if Council approves it. Now, if Council approves the fee and the Bureau has the capacity to move quickly with the setup of the new fee, then there's no need for this realignment. So it depends on a number of things. But that's one option to do with it instead of additional general fund. That's in a nutshell, that's what it is.
So let me respond to that in two ways. First, it used to be that the land use program had 50% funding from the general fund. It now has 10% funding from the general fund. So it's already skewed. And the reason that's important to me as a former neighborhood land use chair is that I don't want to be thinking that all of the staff in land use is funded entirely by development permits. It skews the perception, at least, if not the actual fact, that there's a public benefit in having a balanced input on land use reviews. But I'm going to turn to the housing commissioner and the previous housing commissioner to ask what the status of the quality rental housing work group is, because that was under that group that the $5 per unit per month fee was considered, but then shelved and is not currently under consideration, is my understanding.
Yeah, I was going to ask Doug the exact question. What were the conditions under which that rental inspection fee? There was an agreement among this group about certain conditions that, if met, this rental inspection fee would be in order. Do you know those offhand? Or
I don't know offhand. What those agreement was.
Yeah, there was a hard won consensus, as Commissioner Fritz knows, but there were a couple of triggers. And we'd have to pull that out to know. But we had to do some things, including some inspections, and we might actually be close to hitting those triggers. My memory is about 2.5 years out of date.
So that process, my understanding, was led by Housing Development Services. Had done a look at it 10 years or so ago, or 8 years ago, but that process was led by Housing. So it would be challenging for Development Services to pick up getting that program back, because it's not just that piece, right? There were a number of other rental housing issues that Housing was coordinating. So I'm also very concerned with the proposal to take money from land use reserves to fund a program that's not in land use, and then that sets us up to having to raise land use service fees in year five. So we go from setting out a no increase in fees for 5 years to setting it up that we're robbing from Peter to pay Paul. And that's not a good way to fund these services, I don't think.
May I add also that land use used to get $2 million from the general fund back in 2006. Right now, we're getting approximately $1 million. So by taking another $500,000, it will reduce it to $500,000. Those $1 million are devoted to programs within land use that benefit public in general. So by taking that money out, we will have to reduce those services.
Well, yeah, I just want to be clear, Alshad, when you say you have to reduce those services, I mean, the other thing you could do, of course, would be to raise fees as part of the five-year plan. And I think I just want to, at a high level, because I think we've covered the issue here, but one of the criteria we use when evaluating general fund requests is there an alternative revenue source that's available? And even though it feels like we have a lot of money, you know, on the table with $31 million, there are a lot of programs in these binders that we will not be able to fund as part of the 15-16 budget. And so, in looking at this, there were a couple things. There is a general fund subsidy for the land use program. So I think the policy question, as Commissioner Fritz has laid out, is what is the appropriate level of that subsidy? That subsidy is lower than it has been in the past. And so I think that's sort of that policy question for council to grapple with. If the decision is made, yeah, there is general fund, and you know, we can essentially, you know, because land use fees are robust, we can, you know, use more of those to support the land use program and instead shift that general fund to a different area of the budget, to these nuisance inspections. Then it becomes an issue of is that an effective long-term solution? And again, one of the things we suggested is there may be some alternative revenue sources through a rental inspection fee, or to the extent that's not a viable option, then the question is again, looking at again, sort of, you know, BDS revenues and whether they're, again, a fee increase at some point in the five-year period, you know, is the right thing to do.
It's perhaps clearer, though, if we just look at within land use services, we're asking for additional general fund money for the two positions to do the equity piece, the education, the outreach, the special assistance to perhaps homeowners or renters coming in for permits. Is it really appropriate within land use to for developers coming in for a land use review to have to pay for those additional equity services? My contention is no, it's not. that that's a function that's good for us as a city. It helps provide complete neighborhoods. It helps with equity. But it's really something that should be general funded rather than taking the fees that people pay to have their application reviewed.
Now, I just want to add, there is a statute that says that the land use fee should be set at average or actual cost of providing the service. So that's, you know, when you say raise the fees to support other activities that's supposed to be funded by general fund, we will be violating that rule.
When you use the word supposed to be funded by general fund, I think there's still some outstanding questions there about, again, whether it can be used or not. And as you've commented, the support for land use services, the general fund support, has declined. So there clearly is some flexibility that the city has. And, again, what we're putting on the table is let's continue to explore whether that resource is available because, again, the general fund resources will run short in this budget, even with a $30 million surplus.
So let's take a quick tour through the performance measures, if we can, and tell us what you think is significant there. I mean, one thing that's not on here is just basic volume, right? But obviously that's up significantly.
I'm not sure where to start. We've got a performance table that looks at the number of permits and so forth over the years. So what you're looking at?
No, I'm just looking at the things on the dashboard, sorry. So you've got, first review done within 20 days, application completeness review done within 14 days, and so on. So those are the performance measurements that we've got.
I can't see why.
Here.
Okay. What we have is certainly there, the number of permits and number of inspections are going up. The construction industry is just coming at us, you know, gangbuster, and so we are seeing that a number of our service levels are actually, the gap is widening because the work is going up and we don't have enough staff.
Right. But what this, let me jump ahead a little bit on your point. I mean, what these generally say to me is that in part due to just people working hard, in part due to additional staff, you are, these performance measures show you generally keeping up with or maintaining a similar level of service with a higher volume, right? So you're getting your first review done within 20 days. You dropped a little bit from 12-13 to 13-14. But you are largely holding your own with some deterioration of timeliness, right? Is that a fair summary of these?
In some areas, and I think it depends on the goals that's been set, but the ultimate goals, I don't believe, are being met. We are kind of holding, but yeah, we'd love to improve service levels.
Can I offer just, Mayor, a constructive comment to the budget office? I think these are more powerful if we make them all apples to apples. I actually found this a little confusing because the first two are FY11, to FY13. The third is FY67.
Yeah.
And then it goes back and forth. And
in terms of time scale?
Yeah, the tendency is you look at this kind of thinking they're all the same rough time frame, and you're looking at the trend lines.
Yeah.
And yet they cover different periods of time. And I would encourage, to the extent it's feasible, match up apples to apples so we can track. And I'm guessing that what that'll also show us is that at periods of tremendous recession or economic downturns, there's a consistency in things coming down a little bit because you are slammed with less staff and less resources, and there might even be obviously a downturn in requests for your services. So,
yes.
But
yeah,
I think it'd be better if these were all same.
Most of them start in 06, but you're right. They're not all.
And it's a good suggestion, and it may be a data availability or it may not. Again, this is the first time we're pulling these together. Also, when these appear online, I think it'll show a little bit differently. So we've tried to put these on paper for this session, but again, we're posting these online as well, and so it may be easier. But it's a good suggestion, Commissioner.
And I want to flag one just for personal interest that I want to get more information about later, and that is the one about the number of housing units brought up to code through Neighborhood Inspection Division.
Yes.
I'm real interested in the reciprocal number, and that is What's happening to the inventory of houses that aren't up to code, or that are more deteriorated than they used to be? So, in other words, are we eating our way into the problem and reducing it, or are we keeping up with the proliferation of deteriorated houses, or is it getting worse despite our best efforts? So, I'd like to see those numbers. What's the size of the problem? How much of it are we taking down on an annual basis with what you're doing now? I don't know that number, that set of numbers. I'd like to have that in front of me in terms of the budget.
Okay, we'll do.
Do we have the numbers for how long it is between reporting a complaint and inspection time?
I think we do.
Ed?
40. Over 4 weeks.
Yeah. And
the goal
how does
is,
that compare to previous times?
What's
so
the goal?
Forth? Yeah.
10 days? 5 days? Within 5 days, so we're at 4 weeks now. So we're
4 weeks versus
way behind.
Goal of 5 days. So that's a significant gap. That's right. Yeah.
And Paul, I mean, this has come up with other people's comments, but do we know in each instance what we're comparing ourselves against? I mean, is it best practice in the region, best practice national? We know when the Fire Bureau comes before us, they have a national standard in terms of response time, which has been established and then usually adopted. I look at some of this and I say, okay, percentage of residential inspections made within 24 hours of a request. I don't know. Is that good? Is that you know, is it in Seattle? Is it within 48 hours? I mean, is there some way to give us some context, either pure cities, regional, or some other baseline?
We can get more of that information. Go ahead.
Just to know why you chose that benchmark. Yes. Just because it's a chance to. Excuse me. It's a chance also to educate us about why you think that is a relevant benchmark and why that's your goal and why you believe you need the funding to meet that goal.
Some of those are actually state mandated, like the first two for land use, the 20 days and 14 days. We have to review the case within those timelines, and we can get back to you on the other ones.
And so all of the residential and commercial inspections are part of the fee-funded positions that we have actually taken out of the general fund, out of the budget process, and we're going to be bringing them all in the spring bump. So that way we can get them hired faster. But those numbers look pretty darn good compared with the inspections, the 4 weeks wait rather than the 80% within 24 hours.
Well, I can only speak anecdotally, but there's a house that went up next to me like in 3 days. So I'm guessing your inspections were incredibly efficient. Either that, or this is a problem house. But I think they did get.
That'd be the 98%.
The inspections were pretty
complete.
Timely because the house went up overnight.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know we're nearing, and I wanted to just acknowledge members who are here but didn't get a chance to speak that were part of the budget process. Rachel Whiteside is the labor co-chair with myself, and. She's back here. She's a city planner, senior city planner. Steve White, who's a member of Oregon Public Health Institute, is a member of the Bureau's BAC, Budget Advisory Committee, and Rob Humphreys, Faster Permit owner, and also a member of the vice chair of TRAC, and of course, Elshad, our finance manager. They've just been wonderful.
Great. Thank you. Any other questions? Guidance, requests, reactions, Dante?
Just a question, Paul, on the FTEs that you've mentioned in here in terms of community outreach and engagement and kind of customer service.
Yes.
Is there a methodology by which you are looking or working with HR to increase the diversity of the customer service desk and or the language capabilities of some of the staff who are having that one-on-one initial interaction with folks?
We are, to a degree, in the upfront part of it, preparing questions, what to ask for in terms of qualified candidates to make sure we have folks that are well-versed and represented. We have been connecting with HR and outreach opportunities, again, to add staff. But and as part of our equity initiatives, we've looked at how can we connect more with the community, whether it's educational, outreach, engagements, and so forth. So we're making some strides and certainly want to improve more in that area, and we need additional staff to do that.
Anything else for the good of the order for now? Is So get back to us when you can on those additional facts and stats, please. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Move on to